Hotel Earth. It's a curious journey, this human life we lead. We are the guests, and our hotel is the Earth. While some check out, others arrive instead. New parties always turn up to fill the berth. That journey inspires wanderlust in some, but many dread the thought of starting out. Still more in a tearing hurry go and come, while others sit by the hotel window and wait. But places like that are crowded, by and large, with constant hustle and bustle as guests compete in an endless game of push and shove and barge to grab themselves a suitably comfortable seat. Yet some are quite content to stay apart in a corner seat, undisturbed and meek. For different motives guide the human heart, and people vary in the goals they seek. Many flinch at the price that's charged there for a place, though it's guesswork whether the hotel pays its way. But we who travel have no other choice. There's nowhere else with vacancies to stay. Admittedly, most people are welcomed in and greeted with ceremony when they reach the door, and many live in luxury to begin. But they start to fret when departure date draws near. Then we are swamped, like a waterfall, by the chill thought that our stay will cost us all we're worth when death, that mighty bailiff, shows the bill for all we've put on tick at Hotel Earth. Then we realize that this is where our credit stops. There's no more chance to play some wiser stakes. For all that life has lent us, death recoups, balancing Methuselah and Peter's books.